Good evening, Audio Boo people. Today is February 4th, 2013. And today, here in Canada at least, is kind of a day that will be remembered by some. And the reason I say that is because today, after 100 and some years, there's going to be some changes to our money system. That is, our currency. What I'm talking about specifically is the penny. That's right. After 100 and some years, the penny is being phased out of circulation today. It was announced last year in 2012 by our federal finance minister that the penny is being phased out, and I think a lot of people are welcoming this. And I think some are going to miss the penny. Where do I stand on this? I don't think it really matters to me. A lot of my transactions these days are electronic. I use, of course, debit. And I use like Interact Debit for buying most of the stuff, except for when I pay cash. A lot of the pennies I get back from, like if I actually pay cash for things, they give me pennies change back now. But after today, of course, that's changing. Of course, a lot of price things are like, but they're gonna be like $4.99, $4.98, $4.97, for example, something like that would be rounded now up to $5. And no, I think if it's like 7 cents or something, like if it's like, say, for something is like $4.97, will be rounded down to $4.95. As our example, $1.99 will be rounded up to $2, or $1.98 would be $2. Anything $1.97 down would be like to $1.95. And so forth, that kind of thing. So, or something like $1.89, like $1.89 would be rounded up to $1.90, that kind of thing. So, I think a lot of people are gonna embrace it, and I think it'll mean a lot less change around. I know some people. Like I remember, on the subject of pennies at school, there was this the people that worked at the school, at the Ross McDonald School where I was, for those people that are familiar with blind school, with the school for the blind, the W. Ross McDonald was a residential school. And so we had like, we called them counselors there. They were like a lot of other schools, like in the States, the staff that worked in the residence or dorms, as they're referred to. They were referred house parents. There was one particular this residence person, his counselor, his name was Ken Wentworth. And they had like a snack bar, kind of like a thing where you could, we called it a canteen, where you could purchase chocolate bars, chips, that kind of thing. It was kind of like a store kind of thing. And he frowned upon pennies. He got where he didn't like pennies and would try to do everything to try to discourage people from using pennies, although some people did. I think he was the only one that really got annoyed if somebody had a bunch of pennies. He'd always say, "Oh, not bloody pennies again." And so I'm sure someone like him, if he'd be around today, he'd be welcoming the demise of the penny. And I think another time it was at a store. It was at a store in Brantford, Ontario, just up from the Ross McDonald School, where people went to get stuff. I got some candy, and I remember having quite a few pennies. And the clerk, you know, she didn't get mad. She just kind of, "Oh my goodness!" And the person that was with me, the instructor who was with me, she said, "What'd you do that for? Why with all these pennies?" Because I had quite a few pennies, and so I wanted to unload them. So, the penny, I can say, with that, those are just a couple of memories of the penny. And so, I've got a whole container with Scott's, not just pennies, but other nickels as well here. It's actually an old mailbox. As you can hear, it's full of change. It's got a lot of pennies in it. But there's also some other change in there as well. So we'll have to go through that and somehow get rid of them. I know some of the local organizations. I know there's a local community care, which is like our food bank. They're collecting pennies. I heard on the news this morning, actually, that they were getting over $6,000 in just pennies. And I know some charities are still collecting them. So that's going to be different, that's for sure. We'll have to see how it is. But I think those, some places will still use them. It's just that our Canadian Mint is no longer circulating the pennies. And I think a lot of the stores will, I think, will stop using them after eventually too. And of course the banks won't, and I don't know if they'll collect them or if they'll, what they'll do with them. I have to go ask my bank and, you know, they'll see what they can do about it. So with that said, this concludes this audio boo. So, and this will be my February topic for today. So everybody have a good day and God bless, and boo at y'all later. Take care.